This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It could have been worse. An Indiana mall shooting. Several people dead, but a man with a handgun being hailed as a hero. Meanwhile, more shock and awe, not awe in a good way, in Uvalde as more information filters out about what did not happen when a former student went into the school and decided to shoot 19 children, murder them, and two teachers. A community completely outraged. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great weekend. Boy, it's been another one of those crazy, I think, couple of weeks, especially when it comes to many things like the weather. And here we go again with a shooting where you're supposed to be able to eat in a food court and not think that bullets could be whizzing by your head and you have to duck for cover. But that's exactly what happened in a very small, sleepy town. A gunman killed three in this Indiana mall before being fatally shot by an armed bystander, like I said. And what happened is the shooter, who's now identified as Jonathan Douglas Shapierman, just 20 years old, of Greenwood, Indiana, went into a mall, spent some time in the bathroom getting ready, close to an hour, came out, and then started to fire toward the food court especially. So in the end, here was this bystander, Elijah Dickin, 22 years old, who was there with a girlfriend who was just simply going to the mall. He was legally carrying a gun. He waved people around him as he tried to help them get to cover. Within 2 minutes of the shooting starting, he had already gotten the gunman and fatally wounded him. He is absolutely a hero. No question about that. The Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen said that immediately carrying a firearm in the food court was able to stop the shooter almost as soon as he began. It was just within that 2 minutes. And this is a city that's about 14 miles south of Indianapolis, a population of about 60,000 or so. So very sad that a 30-year-old happened to be eating, and he was one of the victims, Victor Gomez and Pedro Pineda and Rosa Pineda were in the food court too. Same thing, married couple, and they just happened to be in the wrong place. There was a 12-year-old girl who had a minor wound. Thank goodness that was it. And she ran home, went home, told her parents about it. They called the police. She was taken to the hospital, but they say she's going to be just fine. There was another woman in her 20s treated for a leg wound but was in stable condition. So there you go. The shooter had three guns and more than 100 rounds of ammunition when he went into the mall. As I mentioned, he went into this bathroom of the mall's food court. He was there for close to an hour. Then he came out and started to shoot. But the wonderful thing about this is that there was someone there who had the calm presence in his early 20s to do what he did. And he is absolutely a hero because he, I believe, saved lives. And I think the mayor and the police chief and everybody else in that area would say the very, very same thing. Sad to say, in Uvalde, not a lot of heroes. So, no clear leadership. Experts say that just so many errors led to disaster. When you have almost 400 law enforcement types, 400 on the scene, human factors played a massive role in this failure to be able to simply do the elementary emergency procedures at Robb Elementary School. And in this report, it just gets worse and worse and worse. There's almost 80 pages based on interviews with 30 witnesses, audio, video recordings from the scene, and it is so filled with analysis about what happened on May 24th. The big takeaways is that the training obviously failed for this active shooter situation. The fail-safes didn't hold up because of human error. And a lot of loved ones of the victims, especially parents and community members in Uvalde, are furious and disappointed with more of these details coming out of how officers didn't respond. They left the kids to call 911. It is absolutely despicable. It's disgusting. It is. They are cowards. How do you sign up for this kind of work and then you completely back away from it? How many kids could have been saved if they had responded? Wow. And just even the words, looking at the officialese in the report, this is what the reports, this is how it says it in the report. Robb Elementary School had a regrettable culture of noncompliance among school personnel in propping open doors and circumventing locks. No one had locked any of the three exterior doors to the west building of the school, a direct violation of school policy. But forget that. The police were there. The various law enforcement types were there on the campus. They could have responded so much quicker. When you have close to 500 law enforcement officers, which included 150 agents from the U.S. Border Patrol, 91 from state police, 25 from the Uvalde Police Department, it is unacceptable, this long period before they breached the classroom where the gunman was. And the lack of leadership here, wow, staggering, absolutely staggering. So naturally there's going to be lawsuits, but lawsuits don't bring kids back or the two teachers. That doesn't happen. So the Texas Department of Public Safety announced on Monday it's launching an internal review into the actions of state police at the scene. After the report's release, the city's acting police chief during the massacre, Lieutenant Mariano Pargas, was placed on administrative leave. So this is what the dominoes keep falling. I mean, the report found that it was almost certain that the gunman fired more than 100 of the 142 rounds inside the building before any officer entered the building, but it said it was likely most of the victims died maybe immediately after being shot, but it's also plausible, and they said this several times, that some of the victims could have survived if rescue had come sooner than the 73 minutes police waited. All in the report with thick detail backing it up. Wait till we find out what the medical examiners have to say, because they haven't issued reports yet about their findings. Oh, do I feel for the families of those young, young victims. All right, coming up, it's about the heat and trying to beat the heat and a big wave in Hawaii.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular cellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Talk about here before we go to the mailbag. We bounce there. A lot of you sounding off about Uvalde, including Joe, who says, I used to be a cop, Kate, and there's no cop I know that would not have thrown himself in front of those bullets to save those children if they could. What in the world happened in Uvalde? I do want to know even more. So I think a lot of people feel the same way. Let's talk about the heat. There's an extreme heat wave and a drought that's really hit Texas and the South Plains, if you want to say that. In Texas, they're scared to death that we're going to have a crippling grid that will completely collapse. They keep getting the people there in various cities, keep getting texts and emails from ERCOT about making sure their thermometer is high as it can be where they're not melting inside their house. That's not how they're putting it, but they're asking people to not keep the thermostat at ridiculously low temperatures, right? So there's no fighting over the thermostat. It's, you know, what's going to happen there. They're asked to conserve water and also what's happening inside the house. So the North Texas heat wave continues. It's some of the hottest days that they've seen in 4 years. And every time you look at a weather map, it says excessive heat warning continues. I mean, when people wake up and they're barely awake, bleary-eyed, going for some coffee. I don't even know how they could drink coffee now. It's 86 degrees in the morning.
9 o'clock at night, I checked in with someone. It was 95 degrees at almost 10 o'clock. It ties for some of the records that are recorded 123 years ago. In the 123-year history, the high marks, you know, when you see 109 and 108. And think about this, only halfway through the summer. So they've had 23 100-degree days at, for example, in Texas, DFW. 23. Wow. I loved Texas, but I think I left Texas just at the right time, perhaps. That is crazy. And, you know, it's not just the U.S. There's excessive heat, paralyzing heat in the U.K. They're talking about some of the all-time highs that they're seeing there, that it's really scary. They're not used to that, where they're seeing the temperatures soar to 104 Fahrenheit, which is a freak peak heat that they haven't seen since they started keeping records a century and a half ago. And they say it's kind of like a unicorn event, that that's just not something that they see. And they you know, you look at it, they talk about, they have this recorded history that goes back to the Romans, and it's, they probably never experienced some of the temperatures that are happening now. I like the how they're quizzing it. They're having fun with it. The Brits, they're talking about William Shakespeare, Charles Darwin, Queen Victoria. They never faced, well, they say Celsius, a 40 Celsius day in their lives. But, you know, the sad part is in Europe, they've got all kinds of wildfires because of the extreme heat. And they're battling some really nasty, nasty blazes. So while they're having fun, like I said, looking into the medieval times and when it was warm, etc., there is this other side, unfortunately, that has with the drought, that that they have fires. They're really, really struggling to put up, you know, put out in the extreme heat. And most of those, by the way, aren't in England. They're in Spain, in Greece, in France, in Western Europe. They're dealing with some of that. So people are doing rain dances. People are lighting holy candles. People are saying all kinds of prayers in different languages. It's just that serious. In Hawaii, it wasn't about the heat. It was about this historic swell. They had these towering waves on Hawaii's south shores that were crashing into homes and businesses. I saw some video of it spilling across highways. There was even a wedding where they were getting kind of ready for the ceremony, and this large wave flew over right where they had things set up. I guess it didn't destroy the wedding, but it sent tables and chairs crashing toward guests. So, hey, have a seat. Here it comes right at you. I mean, we're talking about some of the large waves were 20 feet high. And they say, meteorologists, that it came from a combination of a strong south swell that peaked on Saturday night. So you have got these high tides and rising sea levels. And that's what led to some of that, that it was just really freaky to see these waves come over a wall and just smash into the table and chairs, for example, at this wedding, at this, you know, at this ceremony that they were getting ready for. And then there were condos where they saw the same thing, where you had some of that, some of the waves fly over, and it's just not what they're used to. Yes, of course, they've had floods, and of course, they've seen large waves. But wow, what an impact when you have a large storm and then a high, high tide. That's what happens. You know, it's interesting because the last time I was in Hawaii in 2019, I went to Hawaii's North Shore, and that's where a lot of pro surfers compete because they get larger waves than other parts of the island. In fact, it's so dangerous. Lots of lives over the years, I say lots, but lives have been lost in trying to catch the biggest wave that they possibly can. But the predominant swells hit the North Shores in the winter and the South Shores in the summer. So busy weekend for lifeguards and rescue crews. They say on Oahu on Saturday and Sunday, they had at least 1,900 rescues. Honolulu reported a serious injury when a surfer had a laceration to the back of his head. So it really was about a very strange event there, too, as well. All right, on a serious note, in a courtroom, it's about the jury. Jurors are going to decide on what's going to happen, this death penalty trial that starts at Parkland. And, you know, you think how many years ago was Parkland and the horrificness of what happened at that high school. And you forget, I mean, the wheels of justice in some ways turn pretty slowly, but the Parkland school shooter cradled his head in his hands during his penalty hearing. You know, this now has come to that, and the court listened to some graphic witness audio of the shooting, and a jury is going to decide whether or not to give the shooter the death penalty. He pled guilty in October 2021 to all 34 charges in that mass shooting. Nicholas Cruz is his name. And on Monday, opening arguments began in the penalty phase of the trial. It's expected to take probably several months. And once again, the jury, imagine that, what they're hearing and what they decide. They're going to decide if he's going to be sentenced to death or life in prison without the possibility of parole. And, you know, during the trial, of course, there was lots of emotional testimony as to what happened, what they heard and the screams and the gunshots and all of that. And so this is part of what that, of course, what the jury is basing decisions on. And, you know, ultimately, is it going to be life in prison or does he pay the ultimate price with his life? There have been lots of debates, I think, heading into this. And now we'll ultimately see what happens. And then jury selection began in the trial of Steve Bannon, a one-time advisor to former Prez Donald Trump. He faces criminal contempt charges after refusing to cooperate with the January 6th committee. Hitting the mailroom next.
Know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The nation's top infectious disease expert sharing with CNN that he plans on retiring at some point between now and the end of the current presidential term.
I can't be in this job forever, and I don't anticipate I'll be in this job before the end, at the end of the first term of President Biden, which is January 2025.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he was responding to a reporter's question about whether he would stay on as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He's held that title since 1984 and has been in federal service overall for 54 years. Jury selection in the contempt of Congress trial of former President Trump advisor Steve Bannon will extend into a second day. Bannon was charged after refusing to cooperate with the 1-6 House Select Committee. He says he wants to testify now. This is USA Radio News. The Texas Department of Public Safety says it will look into how dozens of state troopers and rangers responded to the school shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. The announcement comes on the heels of a scathing report released by the Texas House of Representatives over the weekend, saying that there were failures at every level which contributed to the slow and chaotic response. In South Florida, Broward County specifically, prosecutors want the death penalty for Nicholas Cruz. He's the gunman who killed 17 people at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Cruz already confessed to the murders. The trial that's expected to last several months is the penalty phase. The Mississippi abortion clinic known as the Pink House, which was at the center of the Supreme Court case which overturned Roe v. Wade, has been sold. The owner of the Jackson Women's Health Organization says the furniture and equipment were moved to a new clinic that will open in New Mexico. The Dow was off by 216 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Stick in the mail bag.
Stick in the mail bag.
Yeah.
Again, the mailbag is, of course, full. You can always send me your thoughts 24-7, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Once again, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. This from Jake. It's a two-parter. He says, Kate, I apologize, but I just have to say one thing that's positive, one thing that makes me furious. I think by now we all know that you can't rely on the law enforcement in Uvalde, Texas. It is absolutely an abomination. So what I'm hearing, I heard it this morning when I was on my way to work on the station that you're on, and in hearing the report that so many were there, I didn't realize how many were on the scene. How can these mostly grown men, I don't even think there were any women, just snivel and hide in the hallway and look for some leadership to get them to kick the crap out of the door and overcome a kid who has an assault weapon? Yeah, it might be scary, but how many kids perhaps who were bleeding out on the floor could have been saved? I can't imagine being a parent. All right, my other positive comment is gas prices, yay, are starting to come down. I actually filled up the other day for slightly over $4. That made me feel good, which is kind of crazy in a way, because I think this time last year I was paying a lot less even than that, but it was really starting to creep up there. So, yeah, I mean, I echo the sentiments in Uvalde, of course. Gas is in some places four or less. Depends on what you drive to, of course. You can always look that up on AAA or Gas Buddy. A lot of those apps can tell you also. Gas Buddy can tell you in your area what's the best price. Overall, the average has fallen 10% or about 50 cents since it hit $5.02 a gallon 7 weeks ago, which that's the biggest drop in gas prices since it really fell out of the market in 2020. Because remember the stay-at-home orders, the start of the pandemic, so gasoline usage was down, down, down. And same thing, crude oil, obviously. But things have changed and soared in the opposite direction. So there are places you can go where if you're filling up with regular, where it's below four, some parts of Louisiana, Tennessee, Kentucky. Gallon, which is crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy. You can't dance any disco to that for sure. Then we go to this one from Max. And Max kind of wants to echo the same thing. Wow, it's so sad to see all of these shootings in places where we shouldn't see them. You've talked about it. Whether it's a church, it's a school, it's a mall. I saw what happened in Indiana. Yay, bravo for really a young guy taking the lead immediately because he knew how to handle his concealed weapon. And he probably saved some lives and did the right thing. That was a wonderful thing to hear that he was there and he helped so many people by shooting the nut with the long gun. Too bad he wasn't available during the whole Uvalde thing. Every time they have more on that report and more on what happened there, you just hear about how many were on the scene, Kate, and it makes no sense to me. I think that so many, especially that were parents, but anybody would want to run toward those children to help them. If anything, it would probably be more about holding people back, not people that are armed, but other people who wanted to get into the building. And I really think it's a shame for those families to be torn apart like that. So not only do they live through the horror of losing their children, grandchildren, whatever, that way, but then they hear the stories of what could have and what should have happened no matter what. I mean, yeah, that's reliving it, right? And then finding out worse. It's worse. It's worse. It gets worse every time you see this body camera footage and you see the law enforcement response and how it's uncoordinated and what they're saying and all the things that are being revealed. Yeah, of course. And do they want to? They're grieving. They're in a terrible situation. So of course they're being told what's happening. They're watching it. They're seeing it and they're reliving this, reliving it, reliving it. What could have. I mean, yeah, it makes it that much worse and just that much harder to believe. All right. So this one is, from Mel. Mel says, Kate, I haven't emailed this show before. I've thought about it. I listen to you. Sometimes I laugh out loud. Other times I want to reach for the phone and disagree with you. Other times I want to high-five you. But that's what happens when you get a good talk radio show. So bravo for being abroad who puts up the good fight. Because as far as I can tell, it's mostly men in your game. But that's a different story. That's not why I wrote you. I wrote you because this Elon Musk thing, what a nut job he turns out to be. Maybe a brilliant nut job. But this whole thing with Twitter, first, it's going to be this $44 billion, and he's going to revolutionize what's going on with Twitter, and it's going to be about free speech. Then it's about backing out of it. Who knows what ends up happening there. Not that I care about the shareholders of Twitter, but can you imagine the high you would be riding thinking you were getting this big payday, or that twit of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, thinking that he was going to get his big payday. Not that he needs it, because certainly he's made plenty of money, but $44 billion is a lot. I mean, look, he definitely has something going on inside his head where he came up with, you know, SpaceX and Tesla and made some things happen that I think people thought somebody couldn't make happen, especially fighting the electric car wars and then also the whole SpaceX thing. But, man, in other areas of his life and in this whole thing with Twitter, he is an unhinged dude. Yeah, he's different. I mean, I don't know if it's unhinged. I think he likes the attention. I think he likes being quoted. And, you know, you, like, look at his quotes. There's so many quotes. Anytime he says something, it's like, hashtag, hashtag this, hashtag that. Brand is just a perception, and perception will match reality over time. Or when something's important enough, you do it even if the odds are in your favor. I mean, I know a ton of them because people used to send me a bunch of his quotes, right? And one of my favorites is, life is too short for long-term grudges. Well, I guess he's not going to have any kind of a grudge when he has to go through the process of whatever they take him through with the drawn-out court battle over this whole Twitter thing. Yeah. Okay, let's go to this one. I thought this was interesting. This one's from Rose. And Rose says, Kate, my daughter is in London, and it's unbearably hot there, not to mention all the snafus at the airport. In fact, she had texted me something earlier in the day that the heat was so bad that one of the runways buckled in the heat. I wondered if you had heard that. I don't know if it was Heathrow or not. You know what? I did hear that. It wasn't Heathrow, because I thought, wow, Heathrow. They have lost bags. They are telling people don't even fly here if you weren't booked, because we're only letting a certain amount of people in. We don't have enough people to process anyone coming through the airport, really. It's the lines are forever. So I thought, boy, that's just the next thing they need. But this was a different airport. It was a hub, I guess, for low-cost flights. So they had to, of course, suspend any kind of arrivals or departures because of the small section of the runway lifted up. That's what happened. I mean, just buckled because of the heat. So it was at the tail end of the day, so they had to divert those flights. And strange, isn't it, right? So I think that and there were other things too, like, I guess, like, the train was slowed down. There was problems with the train because of the electrical lines, and they were worried that would they sag in the heat, and there were issues with signals because of the hot temperatures. So there was a tweet that they sent out on the Network Rail saying only travel if necessary in England and Wales because of this red extreme heat warning. So hey, you don't have to go. If you had a commute, I'm sorry, I can't possibly come in today because everything's buckling around us. So, I mean, in all seriousness, so I can't get on the train. What do you want me to do? There's nothing that I can possibly do. Strange. We live in an upside-down world, don't we? Yeah, opposite. I call it opposite day. So it's been opposite day and an opposite start of the week for a lot of people, that's for sure. All right, odds and ends to close this hour out.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney.
I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Go into the chapel and they're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and they're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married. Go into the
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck did go to the Chapel of Love, the White Wedding Chapel in Las Vegas. I can't tell you, I lived in Las Vegas, how many times I drove by that chapel and people would tell me about stories about the little White Wedding Chapel and who got married there and what happened and that kind of stuff. And I guess they just decided they would get there late. They stood in line. There were other couples that were there. She put out pictures all over Instagram to say, hey, we got married. Here it is. And, you know, she apparently, because, I mean, everybody was talking about this, which is so crazy. Do I care that Bennifer, celebrities, whatever, get married? No, but I think it's fascinating how much people have invested in these two. So they did this surprise deal at the little White Wedding Chapel. They flew to Vegas, stood in line, like I said, with the regular peeps, and they made that that journey. She had just a simple dress. I'm sure it wasn't simple. I'm sure it was worth thousands and thousands of dollars, but, I mean, it wasn't like some big to-do, right? Although, of course, there's descriptions of it all over the place. A sweetheart neckline, corset bodice, and fishtail train. Aren't you guys happy I told you all that? And apparently he grabbed a white tuxedo jacket just in his closet, and they took off, and that was it, and did the deal. And there were kids with them, because they both have kids from different marriages. And, you know, it's interesting. I kind of like what she said. You know, she said, love is a great thing, maybe the best of things and worth waiting for, because they had gotten together 20 years earlier. And, you know, they're movie stars. So people and paparazzi are all over them. And they called off the whole idea of a wedding. And then all these years later got together and, I guess, made it official. So there you go. She goes from Jenny on the Block and Fly Girl Dancer on Living Color to now Mrs. Affleck. And same with him. You know, somebody said to me, like, again, do I know anything? Do I know them? Do I know anything about them? No. But could I see them getting together? And I said, yes, because they came from simple backgrounds in the East Coast where they didn't come from serious money and would have some similarities. That's my theory. I'm sticking to it. And in the end, who cares? Do we really care that much? I know you don't care that much. I know you don't. You're going to care about this. TikTok. Okay, you know the whole phenomenon over TikTok, people doing their little dances and whatever? There was a woman in Denver who was going to start her new job on Monday. And it was actually her old job, but she took a higher paying job, right? So she took this higher paying job that raised her income from $70,000 to $90,000. Her name is Lexi Larson, and she posted on her TikTok how she got this new job in the tech industry. So for the next couple of weeks, she posted more videos about how she got the job, and soon after her employer discovered the TikTok account, she, I guess, removed some of the videos, thinking her bosses might get angry, and she ended up getting fired. She got fired, so TikTok got her fired because she was going into detail about knowing, you know, talking about her, that her salary is federally protected by the law under the National Labor Relations Act. And I guess that's why she took down some of the videos. They said that firing her was a safety concern because she could post something that was private. I mean, I looked at some of those videos, and of course that's what it did cause me to look at them. But a lot of lawyers are commenting on it, that she was only there for a couple of weeks, and could she have a case if she wanted to take legal action? And I guess she'd have to prove she was terminated for discussing her wages. I mean, she'd have to really prove that. I mean, it's just another good reminder. Listen, maybe you can challenge this, but what are you doing posting that on social media? I think people think it's just, you just disappear into the ether. I don't get it. I don't get that somebody does something like that and you think that someone's not going to, employers aren't going to look into it. They're not going to look into the things that are going on. But I don't know. Maybe she has a case. I'm just saying, maybe she has a case. So do you smell like your friends? This is the craziest, one of the craziest things I've ever come across. I saw this, I mean, you can't make this up. I saw this study. There might be a biological reason why certain people become good friends. It's because they smell the same. In a small study, researchers at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel used an electronic nose to sniff t-shirts worn by 20 pairs of non-romantic same-sex friends who said they just clicked with these people. You know, hey, this person became my friend, you know, right away. We had similar experiences, whatever. The nose found that each person smelled more like his or her chum than the other members of the groups who didn't become that close. They recruited strangers, analyzed their body odors with the electronic nose, then had them play a nonverbal game together. Sure enough, the pairs that smelled more alike were more likely to say they had an instant connection. And the co-author of the study says, well, it makes sense, as we tend to befriend people of a similar age, ethnic background, education, and so on. It's not to say that we act like goats, but there is something to this whole odor thing, you know. I don't know. I mean, it just had me really curious about that. I was thinking about my friends, especially. I was thinking about my longtime friends that I've known. Like, wow, I see different reasons why we became friends, and not because we smell alike. This is the craziest thing. And this one I love. Weekend warriors, you got to love this. If you try to pack everything in, I can be like that. Where, hey, I'm off, sort of off. So Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to just crush it. We're going to do whatever we have to do, right? Well, there was a study that was done in China that they looked at 350,000 American adults, average age about 41, and those who met public health guidelines for exercise, 150 minutes of moderate exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise, were split into a couple of different groups. The weekend warriors who did two sessions a week, the active who did three or more, vigorous, anything that was hard, fast breathing, running, you know, swimming, soccer, all that kind of stuff. And overall, the weekend warriors were 8% less likely to die in the following 10 years, while the regularly active people were 1.5% less likely. Wow. So, moderation, I guess. If you're killing yourself, and I see those people when I'm walking the dog that are, I'm serious, they're probably running, I don't know, 10 miles, you can just tell. Maybe it's not all that good for them. Maybe it's better to do less. A weekend warrior, the pattern, I guess the physical activity would be a little bit less. That's one study, and I know that there are lots of people that would disagree with that and say, no, it's better to get at least 30 minutes a day or spread it out or whatever. And look, if you do anything and you're somehow getting exercise in, whether you're kind of cramming it or whether you're spreading it out every day, I say thumbs up, period, end of story. Just do it a little bit in moderation. You know, don't just start off running a half marathon. Of course, I don't think I could run even a quarter of a marathon. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Hats off to Nathan Reeder for his excellent work on the technicals. Always make it count, everyone.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.